It's a holiday tradition for millions of people around the world.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Frank Capra's 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life, gaining new life in the United Kingdom. Joining us now from his office in Glasgow, Scotland, is Nick Varley, Managing Director of Park Circus Films. And Nick, thanks very much for being with us today.
No, at all. Thank you for having me.
And why did the UK Film Council fund It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, well, our company re-releases a number of classic films throughout the year. And I don't know whether you've heard, but over here in the UK now, a lot of our cinemas have digital projection facilities funded by the UK Film Council and the British government. And one of the remits of the Film Council is to widen the choice of films available to audiences using this new equipment. And one of the ways we do that is by making classic films available to wider audiences through digital projection. And the Film Council very kindly support that work through funding digital cinema screenings of the films we release so we can reach a wider audience.
So £50,000 to get new, improved versions of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. We had It's a Wonderful Life on 120 digital screens opening last Friday. And, audiences that perhaps have probably seen it on the television but have never had the chance to see it in the cinema can now, go to the local cinema and see the film.
How is that movie regarded in the United Kingdom? Because it's obviously so iconic here.
Oh, it's an iconic film. I mean, it belongs to that stable of films like, Casablanca and The Brief Encounter, which is a British film, and White Christmas, and all these films that are regarded as classics. I mean, it's very much, regarded as part of the Christmas season, especially fortunately it's not on television this year, but usually Christmas Eve and television, and it's the sort of thing you sit down and watch with the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favourite part of the movie?
I'm probably quite mean and miserable. I quite like Lionel Barrymore. I think Mr. Potter's quite funny, but I suppose if we're being serious, the best part of the film probably is a little bit at the end with the little girl. And in fact, there was the clip that you just played there before I came on.
Every time we hear a bell ring,
another angel gets its wings.
Yes.
I actually went to see it at the cinema last night, and it still brings a tear to the eye, that little scene.
Well, how does it do compared to the movies that are first-run films, as you're showing it this year in movie theatres around Britain?
Well, something? Looking at the figures, there are some cinemas where It's a Wonderful Life is outperforming brand-new releases. So it's doing very, very well. It's done, I guess, $150,000 since Friday?
Well, in other words, it's repaid more than the £50,000.
Absolutely. And we'll go on. As we get nearer to Christmas, we'll build and we'll do even better, we expect.
Mm-hmm. What's the next project?
The next film, we have a release of an Alfred Hitchcock film in January called The Lady Vanishes. And then next year we have a couple of James Bond films coming up for reissue. And we're looking to re-release White Christmas next year in the UK. We've got quite a lot going on.
And you're absolutely right. It is a very different experience to go to the movies and have a bag of popcorn and be surrounded by a lot of people to watch one of these films as opposed to sitting in your living room.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know whether, the guys in the States make it available in cinemas, but, it really is, if they do, I really would recommend your listeners go in and have a look at it. It's a different experience.
Well, maybe the UK Film Council will support remastering versions here.
You need a US Film Council to do it.
I suspect we do. Nick Varley, thanks very much and congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Nick Varley, Managing Director of Park Circus Films. He joined us from his office in Glasgow in Scotland. Ira Flatow will be here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll talk to you again on Monday. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.